Hi, this is a dictation for Kimora Alif. KIMORAALIFF. Kimora Alif. Date of service is 3/11/2022. Date of birth is 9/26/2004. Date of accident is 6/26/2021. The Kimora Alif is here for a follow-up visit. Allegedly, she was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver when she was rear-ended at an intersection light, leading to headaches and symptoms of TBI like dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, blurry vision, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, both shoulders and lower back, with radiation to the left arm and left leg. There has been a substantial improvement in the patient's symptoms following through with the physical therapy, psychotherapy, and all that. Currently, she's seeing a neuro-ophthalmologist who has just ordered a brain MRI with NeuroQuant to identify the or quantify the trauma to the brain. The patient does continue to suffer from pain in the left shoulder, upper back, and lower back, and especially to the right sacroiliac joint. Pain level is reported to be between 5 to 8, and there is a limitation of abduction and flexion of the left shoulder due to the trauma. 50% pains have been reported relieved. The areas that are affected, according to the patient, are work and enjoyment of life is 8. At general activity, mood and sleep are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from ongoing severe headaches associated with vision disturbance, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. The patient does not have any dizziness or vertigo or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and she is able to attend the school full time. Pain and numbness, patient reports the ongoing pain in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back, as, along with the pain in the left shoulder, lower back, and neck. Some pain in the left, in the right hip is noticed also by the patient. In the GI, patient has no diarrhea. The patient has no nausea, vomiting, and there is some history of diarrhea and constipation, and digestive problems are not reported. Some stomach pain is reported. No incontinence of the bowel or blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine or painful urination or blood in the urine, and there is a history of frequency of urination. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, pain level remains the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen and cyclobenz, benzoprine. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief in addition to what she's given here. Compliance program, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2/8/2022, dictation number 0208-034, along with diagnosis plan of care. The patient is provided with ibuprofen 600 mg 3 times a day, 30 tablets for relief of the for anti-inflammatory effect, and flexible 10 mg twice a day, 30 days for muscle relaxation. And continuous physical therapy for the lower back and the shoulder, as well as the right sacroiliac joint. An MRI for the right shoulder was identified to be completely normal. It was just done. She's advised that she may have some face, myofasciitis or some soft tissue trauma. Nothing need to be done. So is her lower back. There is only a bulging disc at L5 S1 without major issues. The patient is advised to do the traction yoga exercises, home exercises, and eventually she'll be all okay. Thank you. She'll continue seeing her neurologist, neuropsych, and neuro-ophthalmologist physically. Thank you.